May 24th. Houston, to the Great Age.
First of all, my heartfelt obeisance is in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupada Sotta Sri Shishmat Bhakti Prakhyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj Guru Paspat. And saying in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupada Sotta Sri Shishmat Bhakti Vedam Swami. My dear Sannyasi Brahmachari, Vaishnavi, and Father, yesterday we began our Srimad Bhagavatam Saptah. We told that how by the mercy of Gurudev, even past the incarnation of Supreme Lord, he became satisfied and thus composed Srimad Bhagavat Samadhi Bhasha. In this connection he also told his own history to Vyasadeva. A guru tells his own life history to disciple, that how I have attained bhakti. And for this he began to tell his previous pastime, how we attend the Krishna Bhakti. Achyutananda should explain. Now, there is a hidden mystery in Narada Charitra, that this Narada Rishi, in his past previous life, he did astrologies, and then for a glance Narayan came in his, and he gave darshan for a moment. And after that, he put his feet on the head of death, and now over the whole world he began to. But we should know there is a transcendental Narada, eternal knowledge, who is the associate of Krishna, Ram, Narayan. They are same. But this Narada, who does austerities and then he became perfect, he was ansa of more root Narada. Like, for example, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, Nanda kim akarot brahman shreya eva bahodayam yasoda cha mahapapau jasyasta. O Rishi, what activity in previous lives, what donation, what fifth he went, then Krishna became his son and Yashoda gave his first milk to Krishna, Supreme Lord. Then Sukadeva Goswami told, oh, in previous life they were Drona and Dhara, and they did a story to Brahma, and they asked, Brahma asked that you should have a boon. And then Drona and Dhara, they told that Prema Bhakti should come in our heart. So Jiva Goswami and other our Goswamis are telling that this Drona and Dhara, really they become, did not become eternal Nanda Yashoda. They were part of that original, eternal Yashoda, and after that in Treta, in Dwapar, they mixed in Nanda and Yashoda and enjoyed, oh, Premaras, Vatsalaras. So, we should know this. After that, Sukadeva Goswami began to ask Parikshit, and Sukadeva Goswami began to answer. He told about Bharata Rishi. You know Bharata. At that time, the age of the persons were about 1 lakh years. And he was the emperor of the whole world, universe, Bharat Maharaj. Very powerful. Now he has a very big family. His son, his daughter, his grandson, grandson, and again grandson, so thousands. In 50 years age, he left them all as anyone. After school passing, oh, he became that. So he thought that this world is like a school, and we should give up this world and be happy forever. And thus, giving up all, he went to forest. And there he began to do very hard stories, mantra jap. And after that, what became? Can you? You are not ready. Then? You can then. Oh. Oh, you? I want that he should speak on Prahlad Keshe. You? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Om Jnanati Nirangasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvitam Jaya Tasmai Shri Gurave Varachandaya Radhikaya Tidale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Bhaktaya Namaha. So before beginning, we first offer our most humble heartfelt
obeisance
unto the lotus feet of our beloved Gurudevs, unto Sri Guru Pada Padma Nityalila Savishta, Om Vishnu Pada Astro, Tarasata Sri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and unto Sri Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Astro, Tarasata Sri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta, Narayana Swami Maharaj, and all the assembled sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the story of Bharata Maharaj, taking up from the time when he has now left home, entered into the forest, and has begun his austerities. As he said, he was performing very rigorous and rigid austerities. He would bathe regularly in the morning, he would rise, he would perform chanting of mantras of the Rig Veda, to Surya, to Narayan, and throughout the day performing, gathering various ingredients for fire yajna, chanting mantras, very, very deep meditation and deep concentration. It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam that after some time, he began to experience very elevated symptoms of ecstasy. Even the Astasaptika bhavs, hair standing on end, all of the symptoms, preliminary symptoms of someone who's attained the stage of bhava, very elevated in his sadhana. Now this is important to understand because Srimad Bhagavatam, it speaks, mostly when we think of Srimad Bhagavatam, we think, oh, these are the pastimes, the glories of the Supreme Lord in his various incarnations. But if you look and analyze, actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is a description of the devotees of the Lord as well. And the main message for us is to understand and follow their example, their practice, their sadhana, and even their ups and their downs. And the experience of Bharat Maharaj is highly instructional. Because just as he was at this very elevated stage, one day when he was by the river performing his ablutions, there was a pregnant female deer drinking water very happily at that place. All of a sudden from the forest came a loud roar of a lion. Sorry, no. The pregnant deer. The pregnant deer became frightened. And in her great fright, she leaped across the river. The violence of that motion caused the baby within her womb to fall out into the water. The mother, stumbling onto the other side, out of fright, out of trauma, fell down on the spot and died. Meanwhile, the young baby doe was floating down the river, struggling. Bharat Maharaj at that time was at the river and he saw that doe. One of the qualities of a devotee is naturally compassionate. So his natural compassion, he reached out and gathered in this baby deer and took him into his arms and carried him to his ashram and then began to care for him. Because Bharat Maharaj was also previously a Kshatriya. And the dharma of the Kshatriya is to protect and nurture all of the citizens. So even though a devotee, a transcendentalist, will be completely detached and confident that Krishna will maintain and protect all of the entities.
In Bhakt life also there is something hidden mystery. He, Maharaj Bharat, left his wife, his son, grandsons and grandsons, his kingdom, position, everything, and alone went in forest. And when he was dying, he was remembering that deer. And as a result of that, he himself in the next life, he became deer. What is the meaning? He became deer. But if anyone in his last time, at the time of death, he will remember Krishna and the associates of Krishna. Krishna, Nanda Yashoda. Krishna, Siddham Subal Madhumangal Sarha. And Gopis, Srimati Radhika, Chandravali, Dalita, and others. Especially in our parampara, if Roop Manjari, the service of a Roop Manjari to Srimati Radhika and Krishna. If anyone remember at that time, what will become very wonderful. Next life, he will be Gopi. He will be either Sakha, either he will be Vatsal Rasa Nanda Yashoda like, or he may be gopis, or among gopis, they will be under the guidance of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. But how it can be? Very rare. Our all Goswami in Parampara, in Astakaliya Leela, they used to remember, meditate all these Astakaliya Leela, that at the time of death is to come in our heart. But what we are doing for bhakti, the process, in this process, it will not come. Gradually hearing and giving importance to bhakti, especially Raganuga bhakti, as they have qualification, and after that, Astakaliya Leela, and then in the time of deity it will come. So, make a goal of your life. Give more time gradually. Don't give your mostly time in sense gratification, eating, drinking and sleeping. And be married. No. Mostly. You know that at the time of death you cannot take a penny even with you. एक दमड़ी भी छदाम भी नहीं ले सकते. इसलिए किसी प्रकार से जीवन निर्वाह करो. इन एनी हाउ मेंटेन योर लाइफ एंड कीप योर होल एनर्जी टू ऑब्टेन योर गोल. आफ्टर दैट परीक्षित महाराज टोल्ड दैट ओ प्रभु, when Krishna killed Chedi Shishupal, then a light came from the body of Shishupal and it was mixed in the feet of Lord Krishna. How wonderful this! Very wonderful. Lakhs and lakhs. Birth after birth and death. Very rare any yogi or brahmajnani, even very rare, they receive this highest high position. But how abiding Krishna? And it began. And why Krishna takes the side of bhakta, not devata, not demons. All this Supreme Lord, as Nisingadev, or Varahadev, Kurmadev, we see that he has taken side of demigods, not side of white partiality. And then he began to tell the history of Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna, Supreme Lord, is equal to all. Not he is inclined to partiality, partial to demigods or impartial to demons. When Sattagun is highest, then Devata, demigods, they defeat them. And when Tamas Guru comes, then demons, they defeat. No partiality at all. In this connection, I am going to tell you one story. And began to tell the story that when Varahadev किल्ले हिरण्याक्ष तीव्रातर हिरण्यकशिपु. Then his dead body was brought to palace and there was clipped and a white cloth was covered his body. All were weeping. His son, daughters, family, others, all were weeping. Though Hiranyakashipu demon, not ordinary demon, a very powerful demon, but he knows all Veda, Shastra, Upanishad, but does not follow, but knows everything. This is the symptom of demons. They know everything. Raman, all Vedas he used to know. But he did against it. These are the demons. So, when the dead body was brought, all were weeping. Hiranyakashipu, mother, father, sons, so many sons, all were weeping. Then Hiranyakashipu told them, why you are weeping? He is killed in battlefield. He will go to heaven. And can you tell those who have birth, they will not die? No example. Except with the incarnation of Supreme Lord. All has to come and again die. So naturally we see that he is dead, he died. Why you to be? Don't. Then he began to tell that you should know. Also you should also know. We are not body, you are part parcel of Supreme Lord. We are soul. Soul does not die. No birth, no death. The birth and death only for body. So why body? Anyone kill or not, one day it will go to ashes or it will go grave and insect will eat and make turu. This is the end of body. So why for? Oh, there was a king in ancient and his name was Sujatya. He was the emperor. He wanted to be the emperor of the whole world. And he came in a battle with his equal party king. And in this battle, Sujatya was killed. And thus his body was brought to royal palace, covered with white dress. All were weeping. There were none to console or pacify anyone. All weeping. Then in the meantime, the deity of death, Yamaraj, came in the form of 5-year-old boy, naked. And he began to ask there, why you are weeping? Why you weeping? No one was answered. In the end, any old person called, oh, you are why you should go to play? You cannot understand. He told that I am understanding all you not understanding. Why did he tell? Oh, he he has gun in Hindi or Sanskrit. Wo chala gaya. Fairment. He has gone to Los Angeles, Houston, Houston. Where he has gone? And when he will come? No Prabhu. He has, this body is here, but soul has gone, and for soul we are weeping. Oh, very good thing. If you are weeping for soul, have you seen that soul was golden color, black color, how much long, how healthy or lean and thin? Can you tell? We have not seen. Then why waiting you have not seen? And if you are waiting for this body, body is here, you can wash, you can talk with him. Oh, anyhow, all will have to give up this body one day. At a time, once there was a pair of pigeons. Jamraj is told me. Pigeons, one day they went to forest to pick up some grain or anything to feed their children and for themselves. In the forest, in a green land, on a tree, they were both sitting. And mixing their
beaks.
They were loving each other. As a wife and husband, they were absorbed in that. And in the meantime, she pigeon saw in the grass there are some species of rice, as if they are as a moti.
Five pearls.
She told his husband, "Oh, let us see how beautiful rice pieces are there. We should go and take it for us and for our children." Husband told, "Don't go there. Here in forest, there are no business persons who sells grain, and then no any householders or no farm. How it can come? I think that must be a trap given by a hunter. Don't go." But she told that all men
always paranoid.
So they think like this. And she pulled and she went fly there and began to pick up. The hunter was hiding himself behind a tree, very black person, very tall, very cruel. And she at once pulled the string, and she was under trap. Oh, then she began to weep louder, and male husband pigeon, "Oh, what became?" I told her, "Don't go," but she could not hear me. So he also went there. He was out of the trap, and she began to weep louder, that, "Oh, God, why I am not in trap and she is out of trap? She can support and nourish their children. I cannot. Ladies can do. No, ma'am, not father, mother. So you should know that you cannot repay your mother. Always respect so much to your mother. Father, yes, you can repay anyhow. But no mother. So always this. So what became? He was absorbed in weeping. And in the meantime, hunter took his bow and arrow. And he aimed the heart of that pigeon and shooted at once. His arrow passed and began to chatpat. And he did that. And that hunter, cruel, clapping hands and laughing, I'm very lucky to have now two. And he took both and drank their legs and kept it and went to her home, his home. And what he did, you know? Cooked and ate. So we should always remember this story. That he is always dancing on hay. Begin your bhajan with soul full energy. We don't know when death will come and we will die. So there is Natashri was telling this story. After that he called all the sons of Hiranyaksha and all his senapati, general, at once forth here and there, cut green trees, especially very fruit wala, like mango and others, and kills all the Brahmins, those who do yajna, fire sacrifice, and cows, all cows, to which they, by feet, by ghee, yajna is done. Brahman are doing yajna by name. It comes from cow. And by the wood of that tree, yajna is done. If yajna is stopped totally, Vishnu will die. Nothing to do. In the meantime, Hiranyakashipu gave his child, his name was Prahlad. He was Vishnu Bhakta. We will explain it further. When he became 5 years old, he was sent to school. After some days, he returned from school. His mother, Kayadu, decorated him and gave him the lap of his father, Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu asked, what asked you?
Om Agyanati Midam Bhesa Janam Jana Salakaya.
Prahlad Maharaj told Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Then they become very furious and ask, who has taught you? Sandamar told that we have not Naisargati He is telling naisargik means natural. We have not told, taught him. Then he asked Prabhatma, who has taught you all these things, bad things? And then he began to Prem Praja, Matirna Krishna.
Vishnu Prabhu Vidati, Vishnu Prabhu Vidati.